Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we are, folks.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and exalt Him with music and
from
Jerusalem, and we've been giving him the praises here. But God wants all of Israel to bless his name. Amen. So tonight, we're going to offer this one to him, Tel Aviv style.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's do a little bit more, folks. Let's do a little bit more.
Rejoice, rejoice, daughter of Zion, shout aloud, Israel. fullness of you. Mighty is his name. Rejoicing over you with songs of gladness, singing joyfully, he will save us. Lord Messiah.
God bless each and every one of you for tuning in to today's Open Your Eyes People broadcast. I'm your host, Evangelist Anita Fuentes. What a privilege and a pleasure it is to bring to you all the Word of God today, breaking world news headlines, matching Bible prophecy. Today is July 4th, 2019. Happy Independence Day. God is good and his mercy endures forever. And anyway, just, oh, say, can you see, right? By the stars' early light. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise today. And, you know, for us to celebrate this day in thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ as the body of Christ is an honor and a privilege. In the midst of all this taking place, there's been some reports. So I got to bring to you all the headlines, again, matching biblical prophecy. The first report I want to bring to you all is concerning the earthquake that hit today. It was a pretty massive earthquake, a 6.4 magnitude earthquake that hit Ridgecrest, California. This is 11 miles actually from Ridgecrest, California. And what took place today, they're saying that it is the strongest earthquake in years that rattled Southern California. A 1.4, actually not a 1.4, please forgive me. Let me read this in context. This happened about an hour ago. And it says here a 6.4 magnitude earthquake rattled Southern California on Thursday. An official said it was the largest to hit the region in 20 years. The quake struck near the city of Ridgecrest, which is located about 160 miles northeast of Los Angeles. Some injuries were reported in Ridgecrest, authorities said, but the extent is currently unclear. A city and the hospital was evacuated, and officials are assessing structural damage to the building. The USGS said the quake struck at 10:33 in the morning. The earthquake was initially given a magnitude of 6.6, but was later revised to 6.4. The quake was felt more than 150 miles away in Los Angeles, but no damage was reported. This was the largest quake to hit Southern California since 1999, and an eerie reminder of the 1994 Northridge quake. The magnitude 6.6 earthquake killed at least 57 people and caused billions of dollars of damage. The city of Los Angeles has lowered the threshold on its earthquake app following public outcry. Residents were not alerted to the quake Thursday via Shake Alert LA because it only registered a magnitude 4.5 in Los Angeles County. They said, "We hear you and we'll lower the alert threshold with USGS Shake Alert," the city of Los Angeles tweeted. Anyway, it says here, state of emergency has been issued for Ridgecrest by local officials. California Governor Gavin Newsom also declared a state of emergency for Kern County, where Ridgecrest is located. The declaration allows the state to help the region with emergency aid and recovery efforts. Ridgecrest Mayor Peggy Breeden praised Newsom's decision. She also noted at a news conference that other nearby governments have offered to help the recovery effort. There were some injuries, they stated, but the authorities are not saying to what extent right now. No deaths were reported, and the hospital in Ridgecrest is not dealing with any earthquake-related injuries. They did evacuate patients and need to assess structural and other damage. So that's what happened today. Again, very, very interesting reporting that took place, again, over in Ridgecrest, California, a 6.4 magnitude, quite strong. What is happening within the past couple of days? I actually shared with you all some reports concerning earthquakes. Folks, it is a sign of the times. As a matter of fact, it says here, California earthquake generated over 100 aftershocks. Repeat, California earthquake generated over 100 aftershocks so far. This took place right after the earthquake. Folks, we're living in the last days. Jesus tells us the signs of the times, and I want to read it to you according to the Word of God. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7 says the following, for nation will rise against nation, which is exactly what is happening, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. Again, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. We know that nation is currently rising up against nation. I have headlines to prove this. As a matter of fact, the latest report is Russia. Russia submarine that caught fire linked to underwater drone program. Not sure what that's all about, but it says here, fire aboard secret Losharik vessel killed 14 submariners. It's just a terrible tragedy. Anyway, it says here, a fire aboard a secret Russian nuclear research vessel that killed 14 Russians may have been involved in a secret operation by Moscow to support underwater drone operations. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement that the fire broke out aboard a research submersible designed to study the seafloor and ocean bottom on July 1st, killing a total of 14 submariners from smoke inhalation. The location of the accident was not specified other than Russian territorial waters. If you hear that sound, that's on my end. I apologize. With reports from Russia saying that the incident occurred in the Barents Sea, and the submarine described as the AS-12 nicknamed Losharik was towed to the Northern Fleet headquarters at Severomorsk. According to state-run Russian news reports, the Losharik is designed for deep-sea military missions, such as tapping into undersea communication cables. The submarine reportedly is capable of diving to nearly 20,000 feet, deeper than other submarines can go because of the great pressures. It is powered by a single nuclear reactor and can travel up to 30 knots underwater. The submarine is said to be constructed with ball-like components that give it hull strength. The nickname Losharik is from a Russian cartoon horse made up of a balloon-like spheres. In April, Moscow announced the launch of a very large nuclear-powered research submarine called the Belogorod that will carry nuclear drones. A report in the state-run Izvestia in April 2017 said the Belogorod would also carry Losharik submersibles with a different designation than the AS-12. The report quoted Vadim Kozyulin with the Academy of Military Sciences as saying the Belogorod, beginning in 2018, will carry the AS-31 Losharik autonomous deep-sea station. It goes on to say more. It also says, according to Mark Schneider, who is a former Pentagon nuclear policymaker, he said that the accident took place on a very deep-diving nuclear-powered submarine. The BBC reported that among the 14 dead were 7 senior Navy captains and 2 heroes of Russia. He said, and I quote, "This obviously means that this is a very high-priority military research program. I doubt they would put this level of effort on pure science research. Russian submarine safety has been bad since the Soviet period." The pro-Kremlin news site Pravda.ru quoted a military source as saying surviving crew members were able to put out the fire and the crew had been engaged in biometric measurements. The submarine was said to have taken part in undersea intelligence operations in the Arctic and Sea of Japan. Sputnik News Service, a state-controlled outlet, quoted Russian President Vladimir Putin as saying 7 captains of the first rank and 2 heroes of Russia died in the incident. The Russian leader called the deaths a great loss. So here you have it, folks, a very interesting report in Jesus' name. Again, damaged Russian sublink to underwater drone program, and clearly we're living in the last days. That's, again, nation rising up against nation. Another report here concerning drones. It says here, according to the Wall Street Journal, U.S. military drones airspace is growing more congested and dangerous. I think we may have lost one of our channels here. Let me just double check. Hold on. Anyway, UAVs enjoyed an era of uncontested airspace down by spy drone, emblematic of a change.
Up against nation. Another report here concerning.
Okay, so we are still connected to Facebook. I just want to make sure we are still connected. Thank you. All right, so here it is. Okay, so let me bring you some more reports again. Okay, give me one moment. Another report here, nuclear war fears as Russia pulls out from key treaty with the United States of America. Vladimir Putin has signed a bill withdrawing Russia from a nuclear treaty with the United States. The 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces INF Treaty was signed by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev to ban American and Soviet land-based ballistic and cruise missiles with a range of 310 to 3,420 miles. It says here the U.S. considered 12 post-Soviets, all except the Baltic nations, to be bound to the treaty obligations, Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. You have also Ukraine, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and all had significant sites that would be inspected according to the treaty. President Trump said in October Russia had been renegade on the treaty in secret and the U.S. would withdraw. The process started in February, and Mr. Putin started his withdrawal the next day in response. Mr. Trump's team said Russia's deployment of the Novatar 9M729 land-based cruise missile broke the treaty, with the POTUS saying Russia had been violating for many years. So that is a report. Again, we're talking about nation rising up against nation. Again, earthquake today, 6.2 magnitude hit Ridgecrest, California. It also rocked Canada as 29 tremors hit North America. Folks, times, these are the signs of the times. It also says here that, I mean, just folks, are you saved? I think that's the main question right there. Are you born again? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because the day of the Lord truly is at hand. The handwriting is on the wall. And I just want to, I want to quote a portion of scripture. I actually want to read a word here, if you will, concerning Belshazzar's feast. And I think we really need to understand how late the hour is in the times that we're living in. It is God, it's not God's will that any man perish, but that all come to repentance. And so Jesus Christ said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus. And in the times that we're living in, we need to see that we cannot defy something that God has ordained for our life. Now, we give God praise for miracle signs and wonders. We give God praise for, walking in his truth and having the honor to not only be born again, but to receive his word and to now be tied and, honored and submitted to the word of God to do what it's called us to do, which is to renew our mind by the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 tells us to no longer be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So let me read something concerning Belshazzar's feast. And this is an actual, it's a writing from Salathiel C. Kirk, Musings or Mustings Along the Way of 1900. And it says the following: in royal splendor sat the king, his courtiers before. In festive merriment they sing, round him the conqueror, till Bacchanalian echoes ring. Through court and corridor, Chaldea's bravest men are up to wait his royal pleasure. Each lifts above a golden cup, in merry maudlin measure, and dares in sacrilege to sup. From Judah stolen treasure, And now upon their God they called their favor loud, inviting, when lo, the glare of burnished hall, the mystic letters lighting, the Shalzar sees upon the wall a phantom finger writing. The heathen monarch quakes with fear. He feels a fatal warning. He sees the finger disappear, then to his vessels turning. Bring quickly here the wisest seer in oriental learning. In vain Chaldea heeds the call, the sages of the nation, alike to Magi, king in awe, who seek an explanation. The vivid letters on the wall defy interpretation. And now a queenly voice is heard before the banquet table. Now trouble not my king and lord, for there is one full able to read and to tell thee, to thee these words, O mighty king of Babel. A youthful captive in the land, forthwith the princess summoned, who while before him trembling stand, his gods and Judah's foemen, unfolds the writing of the hand and tells a fearful omen. O mighty king, Belshazzar, heed this the interpretation. This night the Persian and the Mede divide the father's nation, for thou art in the balance weighed in this thy condemnation. Next morning sun arose and shone on Babylon's faded glory. Her haughty princes stood alone, their monarch dead and gory. A Persian sat upon the throne to tell the captor's story. I believe that the earthquake in Ridgecrest was a judgment on the fact that Donald Trump is still the president of the United States of America. And I pray that the 2020 elections will prove itself strong by the God of this nation and by those who have prayed by the power of God's Holy Spirit to see a change, not just of the emptying of the swamp, but to now bring forth a nation that God would be called, that God would be proud to call his. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. So let's talk about some more headlines. All right, so let's go into some more reports here. I want to always direct your attention, I say always, but let me just throw out some specific websites that I go to. It's just a couple of my favorites, one of which is End Time Headlines, ran up by Brother Ricky Scaparro, and another one being the Drudge Report. And when you go on Drudge, there's like a ton of other headlines or like a ton of other newspapers or websites that you can visit. So just in case you ever wonder where to get these headlines, or you can simply Google it or what's the other ones? Mozilla and Bing, all that stuff. Anyway, what else do we have here? It says here, just more stuff concerning the earthquake. It says here, Independence Day, quake produces cracks in buildings, broken water mains, down power lines, and rock slides. So that's what's concerning. So, you know, that's what's happening there. Look, folks, another strong earthquake, 6.2, that hit near Kitimat, Canada. Developing, you have a Hurricane Barbara, just as I mentioned yesterday, weakening in the eastern Pacific, may pass near Hawaii next week. So that's good. It actually peaked to a Category 4, which is quite large, but now it is weakening. So we give God all the praise and all the glory. In the meantime, there was a tornado. They said a very rare tornado that hit China. 6 dead, as rare tornado destroys city and injures 190 in China. A Chinese tornado has killed 6 people as it devastated a city in the northeast of China on Wednesday. The powerful tornado ripped through the city of Kaishuan City as it laid waste to the area. Moreover, reports have stated that on top of the 6 fatalities, a further 190 people were injured. The ferocious disaster hit the city at around 5:15 p.m. local time, although it only lasted for 15 minutes. The disaster wreaked havoc to department buildings and turned over cars. The shocking twister reached speeds of 50 miles an hour as it tore through the city. According to local reports, 210 people were rescued from the city, and the city government confirmed that it was still assessing the damage done to the area. Kaishuan City issued a grade 2 emergency response immediately after the incident occurred. Now they're saying that the rescue mission is currently underway. And there was, along with that, wow, I mean, I don't even know if I reported this, along with the rare tornado that destroyed a city and injured 190 people in China, there was also a 5.6 magnitude earthquake that struck China. Folks, listen, I mean, with all that we're reporting here right now, we have to understand that we must be born again. Our names must be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are living in times in different areas of the world that's very tumultuous. It's very concerning. And, you know, for us who are living quite comfortably, as now listen, I give God praise for the opportunity for us to live in comfort. But I think that there is a testing that may be preparing to come for the people, not only of this nation, but around several areas of the world. And we have to get our houses in order. How do we get our houses in order? I have said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You must fully submit and surrender your entire life to Jesus Christ. And what that simply means is that you tell him that you cannot save yourself. You simply say, Jesus, I cannot save myself. I've come to recognize that I'm a sinner. I am in need of salvation. I have, you know, I can't save myself. I want to be ready for the times that we're living in. I know that I must be born again. And you know, for some of you, or maybe someone who may tune in later on, you may say, well, I don't know if I really know I must be born again. What do you mean by that? To be born again means to give God your entire life. In your current state, and what I mean by state is your current condition, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, outside of Jesus Christ, you are not going to make it to heaven. Heaven is real. Hell is real. God is real. And the devil is real. And the Bible tells us that the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And the works of the wicked one is to steal, kill, and destroy you. And so my job as not only a watchman on the wall, but also as an evangelist, as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is to sound the alarm, is to warn you. And with that, the Holy Spirit does what only he can do, which is to convict your heart, to tell you that you need to be saved, that you can't save yourself, and he leads you to fully submit your entire life to Jesus Christ. You can do this in the comfort of your home. You can do this while you're maybe driving to work. You know, some people like to really, go as far away from God, or I should say wait as long as they possibly can to try to ignore God until they really believe that they need him. Or until the time that they find out that they need him, I should say. And that has happened. And then, you know, they become born again. I will not risk doing that, though, because some who have waited that long died. And they did not make it. They if you heard that sound, I have a train not too long. Or no, there's a train not too far from where I live. They did not make it. And so they have to, they died in their sins. And they went to hell. If there is no salvation, if they did not receive the salvation of Jesus Christ, they did not make it to heaven. Now, of course, I don't want to get anybody all concerned because there are loved ones who have passed away, and some may say, gosh, I've often wondered if my family member's in heaven or hell, and that's really concerned me. Let me comfort you with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to not judge anything before its time, meaning that you really don't know what their last words were. And so, may you find comfort in the fact that they, by the Holy Spirit and even by an angel of the Lord, was able to say Jesus before their last dying breath. At the same time, we cannot take that for granted and assume that that's the case, because there are many people that have rejected God, and they say, and they, even when they got help in their last breath, they still rejected God. And so we have to walk in the fear of the Lord. The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One, the beginning of understanding. And so when we understand the knowledge of the Holy One, and that simply meaning that God is, okay, the book of Hebrews tells us that by faith, it tells us that, without faith, it is impossible to please God, who is the creator. For you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. To believe that he is simply means that you know that he exists. You believe that he exists. You believe that there is a creator. You believe that we are not, here by happenstance. We're not here just by accident. We're not here by something that evolved from something to nothing or from nothing to something. Whatever their teaching is in evolution, But you believe that God is. Your faith may not be where you'd like it to be. The things of this world have made crowded out the, you know, the bit of seed and sought to choke you out. But I'm being sent as a messenger to you right now that, you know, that it's not too late. It is late. The hour's late, but your time is now to wake up to salvation. The Bible tells us that our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So our salvation is in the here and now. Our salvation is not to continue to ignore the message of the Word of God or to continue to ignore the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You do not want to give up the birthright that God has made available and ready for you to receive by continuing to ignore Him. Now, some may say, yeah, but I'm concerned that if I give my life to Him or if I invite Jesus into my life, if I invite the Creator into my world, so to speak, that He's going to judge me, He's going to condemn me, He may hate me, and I don't want that. You have to understand that God is love. If you're even thinking that, it's the evil one that has brought condemnation to you. Let me prove it to you here in a portion of Scripture, and I'll bring to you some more headlines. I'm going very quickly to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. Jesus Christ himself says the following, verse 16 in context, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because, listen, he has not believed in the name of the only begotten son of God. I'm going to repeat that again. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the only condemnation, or this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Men do love darkness rather than the light. To many, it's very sensual. They claim to be sexy. And there's a sexiness and a sensuality in Christ, but outside of him is nothing but evil and wicked works. It's ugly. Listen, the Bible tells us again, Jesus himself says, the condemnation. This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. If you are feeling condemned, or if you believe that God is going to judge you, he is. He is the judge of all judges. He's the ruler of all nations. But he has made a way of escape. His way of escape is that if you would believe, if you would cling with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might, with all of your strength, to the salvation of Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. He is real. He came to this earth over 2,000 years ago as a suffering servant. He went to the to the tree, to the cross, and died, carrying upon himself the sin of the entire world. The sin of all mankind, your sin and mine, the grossest of sins, to the so-called innocence of sins, or the most innocent ones. He carried it upon himself, and he was weighed on the balances, and he was not found wanting. His sacrifice was perfect, and it was pure, and it was true. And he gave up his spirit. He said, no man takes my life, I lay it down. And he rose again on the third day, defeating death, hell, and the grave, so that you can hear this message today, July 4th, 2019. God so loved you that he gave his one and only begotten son for you, that if you would just believe in him, if you would just cling to him, if you would just give him everything, it would be no different than if you were down to your last, to your last penny. And you gave it all. You said, this is all I have, Lord. He said, that's all you have. That's all I need. And he takes all of you and he makes you into a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. All things are of God now. He makes you a new creation in Christ Jesus. You won't recognize yourself this time tomorrow. You won't recognize yourself a week from now. You won't even recognize yourself a year from now, let alone 5 years from now or 10 years from now. You'll be that much different. God is doing a mighty work in these times. Yes, we're living in times that the Bible says in this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus Christ himself said that. My cheer is to bring to you the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the good news. And you can receive it free of charge. Now, that doesn't mean it didn't cost Jesus anything. It cost him everything. I don't know if we'll ever really truly know the cost that Jesus really paid. Yes, he was beat to a bloody gore. He went to the post and his skin was, they beat him to a pulp. He took upon the sin of all mankind, both inside and outside of him, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Every part of him was done. We really, truly won't know the cost. Yes, we have movies, The Passion of the Christ, and other movies that we get to understand, or at least, you know, the Lord allows us to understand something, but he will not allow us to understand everything because that's his private cost. From the Son to the Father, that's his joy. That's his purpose, that there's a purpose in this. Our position is to receive what he has paid for us to receive, and it's an honor. And I pray that anyone who's tuning into this message and that will tune into this message will take this word very, very clearly. You will take it without reproach. You will take it without bitterness, and that you would receive the birthright that God has called you to receive in the times in which we're living in, because he can work a work in you that you would not expect, for blessing and not to curse, for good and not to do evil, to give you a future and a hope. He loves you that much. He's not mad at you. He knows everything that you've ever done, and he loves you anyway. He's madly in love with you, but that is not a license to continue. That's an open door opportunity for you to receive the knocking that he's been doing on your heart. If you'd invite him in once and for all, he'll clean you up. He knows the ugly. He knows the good. He knows the bad portions of you. He knows everything about you, and he still loves you. Who does that? No one. There's no one on this earth that does that. Even when we try to love our neighbor, you know, Jesus tells us, love thy neighbor as thyself. And we say, yeah, we love you, and hey, and oh, I love you, and everything's great. But God looks at the heart. He knows the busybodies. He knows the gossipers. He knows those that, they actually have secret hatred in their heart. And so sometimes when we get with other people or we've been hurt for years, we start to paint a picture of that being God, that maybe God sees us that way, and he does not. The veil has been rent. He's opening up himself to you right now, and he's showing you his glory. He's telling you he loves you very much, and his perfect love casts out all fear. It will cast it out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, folks. Praise the Lord. Are there fireworks going on where you're at? Happy 4th of July, everyone. Praise the Lord. All right, let's see if I can bring to you another report here. There's so much going on in the times which we're living in. Mumbai struck by worst rains in 14 years, at least 27 people killed. According to the Watchers report, it says the following: exceptionally heavy monsoon rains paralyzed Mumbai overnight, July 2nd, 2019, leaving at least 27 people dead. Heavy rains will continue affecting the city at least through July 5th. Residents are advised to stay indoors unless absolutely necessary to leave. Incessant rains wreaked havoc on Mumbai on July 2nd, 2019. Forcing authority to declare a public holiday. While schools and colleges will remain closed, many private companies let their employees leave early or offer to work from home. At least 18 people were killed and six others injured when a wall fell down early July 2, 2019, in the Malad area of Mumbai slums. Two other people died in Malad when, after they drove into a flooded underpass, the death toll rose to 27 by afternoon and will probably continue rising. Also, Siberia, struck by worst flooding in 100 years, 14 people killed, 13 remain missing. That's over in Russia. Along with that, there was a rare EF2 tornado that struck Bendigo, Victoria, Australia. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology has confirmed that a tornado near Bendigo, Victoria on June 29, 2019 was at least EF2 intensity with wind gusts in excess of 200 kilometers or 124 miles an hour. The tornado flattened one house, snapped big trees in half. Wow. All right, folks, that and so much more. Listen, so much happening. Hundreds of thousands of residents in Japan ordered to evacuate from landslide. And more. Again, these are the times that Jesus said would take place. The Gospel of Luke chapter 21, verse 25 says, the distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to today's Open Your Eyes People broadcast. As always, it is a privilege and a pleasure to bring to you all the Word of God, breaking world news headlines, matching Bible prophecy. Visit our website. Learn more about who we are and what we do at www.openyoureyespeople.com, www.openyoureyespeople.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 218, Schertz, Texas 78154. I want to ask and invite you to help support the work of this end time ministry. Thank you in advance. Happy, blessed, and holy 4th of July, Independence Day. Come on, have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.